Today is Shrove Tuesday, an Episcopal celebration that heralds the coming of Lent. On this day, stores of fat, butter, and eggs are used up in anticipation of the coming fast. One way to exhaust these ingredients is to throw a big pancake dinner, like the ones being held tonight at Episcopal parishes around the country. Steve Finley, Junior Warden for Parish Life at All Saints Episcopal Church in East Lansing, Michigan, joins us now from his home there. He'll tell us about Shrove Tuesday traditions and his parish's plans for tonight's feast. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for calling.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit about the significance of Shrove Tuesday.
Well, it marks the break point between Epiphany and the coming of Lent. So we at All Saints here celebrate that with a big blowout celebration tonight.
And by blowout, I mean, is this really a party, or is this, a sort of a serious party?
No. It's quite fun. It's Mardi Gras-like in its decoration, and we serve an awful lot of pancakes and sausage.
Now, when you say an awful lot, give us some scale here. First of all, are we talking hundreds or thousands?
Well, hundreds. I'd say 500 pancakes and 20 pounds of sausage.
Pancakes and so, and who makes those? Do you have to do that, or do you have members of the congregation pitch in?
No, it is the men of the parish that prepare this evening.
I see. And is there a special parish recipe?
No, not really.
If it means giving away a secret, you don't have to tell me. I just was curious.
No, I think we're pretty straightforward on the pancake preparation.
So tell me exactly what's going to happen at your church tonight. When do things kick off?
Well, it's 6:15, and what will happen is that people are encouraged to come in costume. As I said, it's Mardi Gras-like. We'll be very festive in purple and gold. There'll be chocolate and all sorts of things on the tables ready to celebrate tonight.
I see. And do the children participate also, or is this mostly for adults?
Well, they do, and we will have a costume judging contest, and hopefully they'll participate, but I think at the end of the dinner is when they participate most.
Tell me a little bit about, as I've understood, in some years there's a tradition of actually going outdoors with this pancake dinner. What's that all about?
Well, you certainly are referring to the relatively infamous and well-written internet article by Scott Nitter, and
you mean we're not the first people in the country to have noticed that?
No. As I say, infamous.
Infamous. So why? Tell me. It's not apocryphal, I hope. I mean, infamous I can deal with, but apocryphal I don't think I'd like. It's a true tradition, is it not?
For many years, I can see walking by the residence halls of Michigan State University and having students come out expecting pancakes. I don't think so, Joe.
You're not going to drive down the road and throw them to the students waiting. But seriously, there was never a procession, or was there anything at all?
Well, we processed inside the church, and we blow a trumpet, do when the saints go marching in, that kind of thing.
So how does this, I mean, you're not trying to make East Lansing, you're not trying to steal some of the thunder of New Orleans here.
Oh, no.
I see.
No, of course not. No, but we enjoy celebrating with them on this this day.
How symbolic is this? There's always these, in various religions, there's this cleansing before the fast. And can you use this as a sort of a method to remind people that, the blowout has a particular meaning? Or is it really just evolved into a sort of it's a big pancake dinner, we do it every year, and who knows why?
Well, no, I mean, it is just as you said, the word Shrove coming from shriven way back Shakespeare, when Juliet goes to shrift, mm-hmm. going to confession, that kind of thing. So it does have that significance, and we do celebrate that. I mean, we also have the celebration of the children at the end of tonight. We'll take a ceremonial Alleluia and hide it for all of Lent.
They write the word on a piece of paper or
right.
something?
Right, and it gets hidden somewhere near the altar upstairs, and then at Easter they get to go find it again. So during Lent, we don't say the word Alleluia in any hymn or in any of the liturgy.
I see. So, Talk of the Nation has a couple hundred thousand listeners. Are they all invited tonight if they happen to be in East Lansing?
Please come by.
All right. Well, you're sure about that?
Because I'm sure.
I happen to know for a fact that a lot of our listeners can use a lot of pancakes and syrup.
Well, it's pretty snowy here in East Lansing if they really want it.
All right. Okay, well, you heard it, America. The invitation is out there. Go to East Lansing and enjoy a Shrove Tuesday dinner at the All Saints Parish, All Saints Episcopal Church, and tell them that Steve Finley, the junior warden, said it was okay. Thanks very much, Steve.
Thanks for calling.
Steve joined us from his home in East Lansing, Michigan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.